Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Alta by Mercedes Lackey. Narrated by Ryan Burke. 1. Overhead, the stars that filled the night sky, the ornaments upon the robe of the goddess of the night, seemed close enough to touch. The Camusine wind whined in the tops of the trees of the oasis beside him. Even at night, it never completely ceased. It smelled of baked stone with a hint of desiccated plants. He had come to learn that the desert was not all one sort of landscape. He had escaped over stony hills into the pure sand of the desert dune country. Now he was in yet another sort of desert, a place of marginal life. The sand beneath Vetch was not as comfortable to sit in as one might suppose, since this wasn't dune country. The ground was hard beneath a surface mix of dust, sand, and pebbles. He was glad of his bedroll now, since it provided a layer of softness between himself and the ground. Strange. When he had been Kefti the Fat Serf, he wouldn't have noticed how hard it was. In so short a time, he had gotten used to certain comforts. Yes, it was the time of the Camusine, and the ever-present wind whined over the desert, carrying with it a film of dust and sucking away moisture. But this was an oasis, with carefully tended date palms, and Vetch's camp was downwind of the palm grove. The Bedou camped within the oasis, permitting Vetch the downwind side for his own camp, so the Camusine would not trouble him much tonight. Vetch's scarlet dragon Avatra slumbered at his back, her body warm inside the pit he had dug in the sand and lying.